Kiss Cut by Karen Slaughter, read by Kelly Copen.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Saturday, Chapter 1. Dancing Queen, Sarah Linton mumbled with the music as she made her way around the skating rink. Young and sweet, only 17. She heard a furious clicking of wheels to her left and turned just in time to catch a small child before he crashed into her. Justin, she asked, recognizing the 7-year-old. She held him up by the back of his shirt as his ankles wobbled over his inline skates. Hey, Dr. Linton, Justin managed around gasps for breath. His helmet was too big for his head, and he pushed it back several times as he tried to look up at her. Sarah returned his smile, trying not to laugh. Hello, Justin. I guess you like this music, huh? My mom likes it, too. He stared at her openly, his lips slightly parted. Like most of Sarah's patients, Justin seemed a bit shocked to see her outside of the clinic. Sometimes she wondered if they thought she lived in the basement there, waiting for them to get colds or fevers so she could see them. Anyway, Justin pushed back his helmet again, knocking himself in the nose with his elbow pad. I saw you singing it. Here, Sarah offered, leaning down to adjust the chin strap. The music in the rink was so loud that Sarah could feel the bass vibrating through the plastic buckle as she tightened it under his chin. Thanks, Justin yelled. Then for some reason he put both his hands on top of the helmet, as if to rest them. The motion threw him off balance, and he stumbled, clamping onto Sarah's leg. Sarah grabbed his shirt again and led them both over to the safety railing lining the rink. After trying on a pair of inline skates herself, Sarah had asked for the old...